Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, here's to your health.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and today we're going to be visiting with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones on her recent book that she's just published, Be the Change, Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor. Susan has been definitely making extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, longevity, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. And she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy for 30 years. She's the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. Susan travels internationally and is a frequent radio guest, and definitely we want to thank Susan for being a guest with us each month to keep us up to date. So with that, I want to welcome you, Susan, to our show today.
Hi, Dr. Carla. I'm always so happy to be with you. Thank you.
And I just can't believe how prolific you are in writing books. It seems every other month you've written a new book.
Yeah, I know.
So
I've got to get a life.
I just can't believe this. But
I think I was born to write or something.
Well, and they're so readable. So I really want our listeners to jot that down. Be the Change, Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor, or go to the website, www.susansmithjones.com, to see this latest book. Are you autographing this for our listeners again?
Yeah, there's a way to get that on my website. And now, do you know how I got that title?
No, that's what I want to ask. How did you come up with the title?
Well, it's a famous Mahatma Gandhi quote, and his quote is, "Be the change you want to see in the world." And that's always been one of my favorite quotes. So
I wondered if that was it, because I remember.
Is. Yeah, and I did talk about that in the book. I didn't just take his idea and not give him credit.
Well, you know, to start off then, because I was reading through this, and I was so impressed with the one story where you were at a stoplight, and there was an individual trying to go across the street, and several lights came and went, and you actually got out of your car. And you tell this story to our listeners, because this is just a beautiful example of being the change.
Now, if anybody's been to L.A., it was on Wilshire Boulevard. It was actually Wilshire and Barrington. And I was stopped at the light, right at the light on this busy intersection. And this homeless man that just looked,
worn down.
He hadn't slept in his whole life, was taking the smallest baby steps, and lights kept going green, red, green, red, and all the traffic on Wilshire was, coming past my car around the corner, and nobody was doing anything. So I actually shut my car off because I didn't want to get out. I even thought of this, have someone jump in my car and drive it away.
Right.
So
right.
I got out, turned my car off, took my keys, and I went over to him very slowly. Said, "Hello, my name is Susan. I want to help you cross the street." And he just looked at me. He didn't say anything. And then he didn't move. And cars all around are honking for us to get out of their way.
Right.
And I said again, "Please, I just want to help you." And I gently put my hand on his back. And then he gave me not a pleasant look. And then I was looking around at the cars knowing that there's no way he was going to make it. And then luckily, I was looking in his direction, because all of a sudden, he raised up his hand to hit me in the face.
Right.
And had I not been looking right there, he would have hit me in the face. But luckily, I ducked down, and I thought, there's not a whole lot more I can do, but I can still not move my car, because at this point, I could go past him, even though he would have been a foot from me. But I just didn't want any more cars to keep driving quickly behind me. And once I got back into my car, he walked a little bit quicker to the other side of the street. So the fact that I didn't get quite the result I wanted doesn't mean I won't keep trying to help out.
And that's what I wanted to highlight, is that the person who wrote the foreword, David, asked, "Will you do that again?" Because we know so many people, when they reach out and they get a negative response, as you did, they're not going to try again. And so what makes that difference in you, Susan? Why is it that you're willing to go out there and to try again and be that change?
Well, because like my grandmother always used to tell me that we're here on earth not to see through one another, but to see one another through. And I always believe I'm at the right place in the right time. And I believe I was put there for a reason, to maybe guide him. But maybe, even though it didn't work very well, I think, because as I walk back to my car, the guy behind me rolled down his window, and then the lady behind him in another car rolled down the window, and he said, "Way to go." And he said, and she said, "A beautiful thing you did." So I think maybe as that positive ripple effect.
Right. It touched their lives. And he did get to the other side.
He did. Right. Yes, he did.
So in your new book, you're writing about how to create a peaceful and healthy beginning and how to use peace as your barometer for living successfully. Can you talk about that a little for us?
Yes. Well, I think peace is the thing that everybody wants. And I said in the book, you know, can you remain peaceful even though everything around you doesn't look so peaceful? For example, if you have a quarrel with a family member or a friend, can you be at peace? If the traffic is backed up for miles, you know you'll be late for work and miss an important meeting, does your peace fly out the window? If your bills exceed your income, can you be peaceful? If you're fired or gain weight or came down with a flu or blew two tires at once, that's happened to me, can you remain peaceful? So in the book I talk about this, and I have a little equation, as you know, that faith, these are my little subtitle topics, faith plus confidence plus vigor equal peace. And without faith or confidence or vigor, your level of peace will diminish. So I focus on all these glorious attributes and how, there's a word I love, flowering up, how flowering up each one will help put you on the fast track to success, happiness, and balance in your life.
Well, don't you think that when people are at peace, that it just creates a positive environment around them? And then the other part of it is the faith part of it, and where Jesus dwells in us, and when we are people of faith, and just that emanating out from the heart and mind and soul of each individual. I just think of the people at different times that I encounter, and some people just seem so refreshing. And when you leave, you feel refreshed. And other people, possibly that are looking at the cup half empty.
Empty, yeah.
Yeah, that they tend to bring that kind of mindset to everything around them. What do you think about that?
Yes, absolutely. And of course, I always like to go to the Bible for my answers. And Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace." I like that. And Galatians, "But the fruit of the Spirit is joy, love, peace, kindness, faithfulness." And, of course, one everyone knows, I think, James 3:8, "Peacemakers who sow in peace reap the harvest of righteousness." So these passages inspire me. And when you put your focus on those things in your life for which you are grateful, and gratitude is so important here, you find yourself quickly becoming more peaceful. So it's up to each one of us individually to make a choice. I can choose to think differently than what I'm thinking right now.
Absolutely. I teach in psychology, and as a health psychologist, when we're looking at health, it's so important that we train our minds to think on the, and even that's scriptural about, to think on the higher things. And I think that in our world, it's so important because we tend toward the negative, and we need to retrain our minds to think toward the positive. And gratitude is one of the greatest ways to think positively, because we're, reflecting on everything that we're grateful for, and that's going to bring to mind the people in our lives, the people who have affected us. Don't you think that those are, I actually think a gratitude journal is a wonderful thing for people to do.
I absolutely agree with you, And even as young as a teenager, and you know the positive influence that my grandmother had over me.
Absolutely.
And she always taught me about gratitude. And she used to say, attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So you want to color your life positive. And it's common sense that focusing on all the gifts and blessings rather than harping on everything that's wrong or unsatisfying can help you maintain an optimistic perspective. But the idea, Carla, that gratitude helps buoy us during stressful times is also supported by research, because those who catalog the positive things in their lives on a regular basis are healthier, happier, more motivated, less stressed, and more well-rested, and they have more positive and fulfilling relationships with others. So I always like to say that we don't want to leave the task of counting our blessings for, at least in America, one Thursday in November for Thanksgiving, because each and every day we need to take moments to be grateful. And if you do what you said, you have a gratitude journal, and at some point before you go to bed each night, write down three things for which you are grateful, you'll see your life turning around, because what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life.
Absolutely. And that goes to one of the other questions about living more peacefully in a world that seems to be so chaotic. Don't you think that if you're doing things like that to emphasize the positive and create that sense of love and joy and peace, that the chaos is not going to impact you?
It definitely won't
as much,
but
right.
There are other, and we've talked about this so many times before, there are other lifestyle practices that need to go along with just thinking positively, because you can think positively all day long, but if you've only gotten 3 hours of sleep the night before, it will be hard to stay positive too long.
Right.
And if you can get out every day or several times a week and get some aerobic exercise in, like brisk walking, that releases these wonderful endorphins and enkephalins and these happy, I call them happy hormones in your body, which make it easier for you to see things in a more positive perspective. And then I always like to say this, it's changing the preposition of the sentence. Rather than playing the victim and saying, why did this happen to me? Say, why did this happen for me? Because sometimes it's simply in asking the right question, and then you breathe deeply and you open to the answers. They're always there.
They're
God's
opportunities.
Always there working with you.
Yeah, and I think of those as being opportunities. How does God want me to respond to this, right?
Yes.
We have a choice. Do we, how are we going to grow actually in response to that opportunity? Whether it's a really hard, sorrowful situation, or something that is just a real joyful situation. So When you're looking at faith and trust and living a happy and balanced life, what does your faith mean to you, Susan?
All right. So to me, faith, that's a loaded question, because I could speak for 2 hours. Trust and faith can always work miracles. And faith to me is like this intuitive recognition of the truth behind all things. It's not just passive acceptance, but it's a committed belief that you can put into practice and action. And there's a wonderful quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of my favorites, and he said, the whole course of things goes to teach us faith. And you think about that. Everything in life goes to teach us faith. And then there's another Ralph Waldo Trine, and it's one of my favorite quotes on faith. He said, faith is an invisible and invincible magnet and attracts to itself whatever it fervently desires and persistently expects. And I do know that faith rides tandem with trust and belief will lift all sense of discouragement and defeat and helplessness, and it brings about this change in consciousness. So then the creative flow of love and life and God and all unlimited possibilities can fill your being. In other words, we've got to stop looking outside ourselves always for the solutions and answers and changes, what the whole book is about, and instead put our trust and faith in God.
Yeah, and you know, God dwells in us, and so he speaks to our heart. I'm thinking, too, of our life journey and how the older that we get and the more we've persevered in faith, hope, and love, in that trust in God, the more that when we hit a difficult moment in our life that we're able to look back and say, oh, I saw you there. I felt you there. You were there with me then when I wasn't sure how that was going to turn out. And it was a positive resolution to the situation. So I think that it's really important that we also look on our faith journey and see how God really has been with us as a complete companion through that.
That is so true. I have countless times in my life where I wish something had turned out one way and it didn't, and I was sad or disappointed or upset, and then you look back and you're so glad. And as we get older, we get a little bit wiser. And so now younger people come to me, and they, you know, like the other day, someone came to my private practice, and she was in love with this guy who almost didn't know she existed, and she wanted to my guidance on how to get him to notice her more.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that, you know, you don't know. God knows, but you don't know who's the best partner for you. So maybe rather than focusing on him as the man you'd like in your life, focus on the qualities that you like that might be in him.
And pray to God, you know, because God's very capable of opening and closing doors, right?
Exactly.
And as you say, as you age, you see how he's done that, not even in your own life, but often in, you know, people that you love that, you know, they've had those experiences. I want to get, before we run out of time, because it always goes by so quick, you have the serendipitous story about wanting to meet Julie Andrews. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
It was so amazing. You know, there's that idea that when you believe something, the impossible will become possible. And that came alive for me. It was many years ago. It was, over about 15 years ago. And I had a cancellation in my work schedule. So I decided to drive to Westwood near where I live because they were showing not only my favorite movie, The Sound of Music, but it was a sing-along where the whole audience, you can sing any song you want. And I've gone to a few of those, and I always go to the very back row where nobody's around me, and I can stand up, and it's like my own personal karaoke.
Sure.
So I went to the movie, and I had a great time, and as I'm driving back to Brentwood, where I live, I was stopping at a cafe to eat, and driving back, I kept thinking, oh, I wish I could meet Julie Andrews and tell her in person how much I love the movie, and I love Maria in the movie, and everything about it. So I kept visualizing driving home I'd meet Julie Andrews. So I went into this cafe, ordered a meal, and then all of a sudden my intuition sort of said to me, stay a little bit longer, you know, even though the bill came and I was about to pay, stay a little bit longer because I had to write an article and I could start it at the table rather than going to my office. And I did, and then I went out to go to my car. And right next door to this cafe was this beautiful jewelry store in Brentwood, and I was mesmerized because in the window was this gorgeous ring. I had hardly ever seen a ring this beautiful, sapphire in the middle, yellow diamonds on the side. I couldn't take my eyes off it, kind of like, have you ever been on a cold day sitting in front of a fire, crackling in the fireplace? You're mesmerized. Your eyes can't turn away.
Sure.
And so just as I was thinking those thoughts about the ring and wondering, should I go in and try it on, all of a sudden, and I wasn't looking at anybody around me, but someone had walked out of the jewelry store, but I didn't look over, and I heard someone say to me, that is certainly a beautiful ring, and we were watching you from the inside of the store as you were completely captivated by it and smiling the entire time. And in a split second when your mind thinks, I thought, I must really be going nuts here because I thought it sounded like Julie Andrews, but I knew it was because I just saw her in the movie.
Right.
And then I turned to my right and I looked up and it was
Julie Andrews.
It was, you know, and so I told her where I just was and how I visualized seeing her, and I was going to leave the cafe early But something inside said, sit a little bit longer.
Probably the Holy Spirit.
I know. Of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people that would write this off as a coincidence, but I don't believe in coincidences.
I think it's a God incident. I think there's a lot of God incidents. Yeah, yeah. And what a happy thing to have, you know, to happen that you could actually thank her, because I love that movie too. My husband loves that movie. His mother actually was an opera singer, and she sang those songs and played them on the piano. So it's inspired so many people. And you just look at that, a movie like that, and how it can bring such positive inspiration. Because certainly her life didn't turn out as she had anticipated what she acted, you know, for Maria. Originally she was going to become a nun, and then she ended up taking care of a huge household of children and was married. So.
And even in Be the Change, I write some of the words of the song. I have confidence in, you know, that song.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want anybody to turn off the show now, so I'm not going to sing anymore. But just the whole essence of that movie was filled with faith and confidence and peace and joy and happiness. And yes, we go through hardships in our life, but always remember we are never alone. God is always with us. Jesus is with us.
And I want to go back through, because I was trying to mentally just take notes of all of the things that you were indicating to our listeners, that, you know, the faith is so important. It's central. And you gave some scripture, quotations that were very much in line with that. You're talking about how you can't just think positive thoughts to be able to be the change. You need to also do things that are healthy and are going to support that being the change, right? You need to get your rest. You need to eat healthy. I would add to that positive relationships, right?
Oh, absolutely. You want to hang around people that, first of all, have a great sense of humor, but that aren't so judgmental, that are positive people. But something simple you could do, if we want to give someone a little action step today, always remember that your beautiful, miraculous, radiant body responds to the blessings of love, praise, and gratitude. So take time each day to bless your body temple and always acknowledge your oneness with God.
I think that you can't give any better advice than that. And remember, I think it's so important, because we're in a society today that everybody is looking at what's wrong with them, right? When they look at themselves in the mirror, instead of appreciating the beautiful things that are a part of them, they're diminishing everything. And
so
looking
true.
At magazine covers and, you know, comparing themselves to this. And everyone is so unique and so beautiful as a creation of God, that there's no way that you can.
And we're made in the image and likeness of God.
Yes.
And we are all radiant, beautiful, divine beings. And by the way, you can read the whole foreword, the afterword, and a sampler of this book, Be the Change, right on my website, if you go to the page for Be the Change.
Okay, so let's give the website again for our listeners.
It's SusanSmithJones.com. Make sure you've signed up for my monthly newsletter. But in the navigation bar, it says books. And if you go to Be the Change, on that page, you can read the entire foreword, and you'll see a little sampler of the book, some of the pages. It's, by the way, it's only 122 pages, full color, a beautiful, beautifully designed book. You can read the afterword, and you can just read all about my lifestyle in this book, of course.
And I'd tell people, take a look at page 96, because that's five things that come to mind, that where Susan has final thoughts before you say goodbye. And these are really excellent, what you wrote for people. So I would just put that out there too, that Be the Change, Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor by Susan Smith Jones. And the foreword is by David Craddock. And it's just a wonderful book. And if you're looking to try to improve and change your life, this would be a wonderful companion for you on that journey. Is there anything that we've missed that I didn't ask during our conversation? It always goes by so quick, Susan.
Well, not really know, except like the whole essence of the book is if you want change in your life, you've got to be the change first. If you want a more peaceful home, community, and world, your priority must be to seek peace within yourself. If you want more friends, you need to be friendly. If you want to see your family and loved ones healthy and fit, you must show by example and make that deliberate choice to be healthy and fit. So the motto of the book is be the change and be the gleaming ideal of what you wish to see in the world and in your life. It starts with you, and I teach you how to do that.
So once again, we've been visiting with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The book is Be the Change, Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor. And we're so glad you joined us again to be on our program. Here's to your health. And thank you, Susan. And I'm going to close and just thank our listeners and say thank you for listening to us again on Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and we'll see you next week.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Live your life for God. Here's to your health.